I don't have time. I'm not interested. How do you respond when you hear objections like these? Most people try to overcome objections by saying things like, I understand I wouldn't want to get a call from someone I didn't know either, but can I have 30 seconds to tell you why I'm calling and then you can decide if you want to continue talking? Or maybe they say something like this, I don't expect you to have time. You don't know enough about this yet. Each of these statements destroys your credibility because prospects can smell your commission breath. The word I implies that I'm more interested in my agenda than yours. So let's try another approach based on Chris Voss's method. Chris is a former hostage negotiator for the FBI and author of Never Split the Difference. Step one, set your intent. Detach from the outcome. It's okay if your prospect wants to continue talking, but it's also okay if they don't. Drop the assumptions and maintain an open mind that how they're getting the job done today might be fine. Perhaps they just bought a car, or they're on month 3 of a 3-year lease. When you change your intent, your behavior changes. You don't sound like an aggressive salesperson. Step 2, try mirroring. So if someone says, I don't have time, you might say, no time. And what you'll find when you do that is that people will keep talking. This is a simple technique that involves repeating the last 2 or 3 most critical pieces of information that your prospect said. It might sound like a very silly technique, and honestly, I thought it was at first too, but you'll find that when you do it, even in your personal life, people will give you more information. And so it gets back to allowing people to feel heard. Everybody has the hunger to be heard. Next, put a label on it. So if someone says, I don't have time, and you say, no time, and they start telling you all the things that they have going on, you might say something like this. Sounds like you've got a lot on your plate. And notice the tonality there. Chris Voss calls this a late night FM DJ voice. It's a very low, calm tone. Labeling describes what the other person is feeling. This gets back to recognizing the importance of emotions on a cold call. It actually builds rapport with your counterpart because it demonstrates that you're actually listening and trying to understand rather than to overcome. And everybody wants to feel listened to. Next, try an accusation audit. So if someone says, I'm not interested after your pitch, you might say, sounds like I just butchered this pitch. And then be quiet. Or you might say, you probably think I'm going to pressure you into buying something you don't need. And then again, be quiet. Chris Voss says that labeling negatives diffuses negatives, and I couldn't agree more. Objection diffusing rather than objection handling. When you try to change minds and explain, it rarely gets you anywhere because it signals that you're focused on your best interests, not your prospects. Don't explain. Give your prospects a chance to explain themselves instead.